Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
To get us started, fast start for the defense today. We had some turnovers early and some not real good play in the first three or four plays offensively. And I think it evened out with a good ebb and flow of competition throughout the day. Very good. We had a lot of special situations today. We did 2 minutes at the end of practice. We were into some third downs, some third and long in the second day, which is getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. But we got started with that, which was good. Got our pass rushing stuff going. We added an extra period for a little bit more running game to work on our fits and so forth, as well as coming off the ball. It's difficult, obviously, without pads, and certainly that'll get amped up tomorrow when we put pads on. They'll be able to go after each other a little bit better, and still we want to keep them off the ground. So with special situation football, and I think we upped the tempo. The guys were a little more relaxed today. I think they had a little more fun today once they got their feet under them and they came out. It was really very good tempo from start to finish today. He had just a little bit of quad soreness, not a lot, just a little bit of quad soreness, and we want to monitor that and make sure we're using good common sense and caution there. Same thing. He had a little bit more of it last night. So he came out this morning. Again, we don't think it's anything. It's a day-to-day thing, but we want to be cautious. It all starts with Reggie and Mel. You know, they've done a good job, and you can hear it. There's a lot of talk and a lot of communication. And offensively, we try to give them everything we can possibly give them from a standpoint of formations and personnel grouping, so they got to make the calls as well. We're working together to do that. So we've had a good start. We got some smart guys back there, and appears after a couple of days we're on the right track. It's a great question. I mean, we talked about it last year when we lose a player, somebody's got to step in, and then we step in and make a play that can make a difference. That's something that we're excited about. We're excited to have Kelvin back. You know, we missed him last year, and he's back, and he's worked very, very hard to put himself in this position to compete for a job on this team, and it was good to see him have success today. You know, it's a one day at a time. You know, we got to stack practices. Players got to stack practices and competition over this time, and you know, everything is certainly documented. We're watching everything, and you know, we want Kasim to put back to back practices together like he had today, and make plays like that show he can do it on a consistent basis. You know, we got to keep our feet on the ground. Again, we're in shorts today. There's a segment of football we're not playing, but certainly that's a response to a play that catches your eye. Certainly, that was obviously a very good play by Kasim, staying with the football, making the play.